This article is brought to you by the best-selling Booksy, Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is the amygdala hijack, and how it destroys your emotional control in arguments? The biology behind why you lose your words when it matters most. In short, the amygdala hijack strips away your emotional control at the exact moment you need it most, turning a conversation into a collision. Your brain's survival system can override rational thought in seconds, leaving you reactive, inarticulate, and regretful. The hijack is biological, not a character flaw, but it is also trainable and interruptible with the right tools. Reclaiming emotional control under pressure requires preparation, not just willpower. Definition: amygdala hijack emotional control is the breakdown of calm, deliberate communication that occurs when the brain's threat detection center overrides rational thought during conflict, flooding the body with stress hormones and replacing considered responses with instinctive, often destructive, reactions. You have been there. A conversation you prepared for, rehearsed in your head 100 times, practiced to yourself in the car on the way in. You knew what you wanted to say. You knew how you wanted to say it. Then the moment arrived, someone pushed back harder than you expected, and everything you had prepared simply vanished. What came out instead was sharp, defensive, or worse, nothing at all. Just silence and a burning face. That is the amygdala hijack at work, and it is one of the most underestimated forces in any argument or difficult conversation. Understanding how it destroys your emotional control is not an academic exercise. It is the difference between a conversation that repairs something and one that damages it beyond easy recovery. In Say It Right Every Time, I call this the central biological enemy of good communication, and I dedicate chapter 1 to naming it clearly before we build any tools around it. What the amygdala hijack actually does to you mid-conversation. Your brain has two systems that matter enormously in conflict. The prefrontal cortex handles rational thought, complex language, perspective taking, and judgment. The amygdala handles threat detection and survival. Under normal conditions, they work in rough partnership. Under perceived threat, the amygdala can effectively cut the prefrontal cortex out of the loop. This is not a metaphor. The part of your brain responsible for forming clear sentences and choosing words with care gets sidelined by the part of your brain that wants you to run, fight, or freeze. As I put it and Say It Right Every Time, the part of your brain responsible for rational thought and complex language, the prefrontal cortex, gets hijacked by the part of your brain responsible for survival, the amygdala. The hijack happens fast. A raised voice, a dismissive tone, a comment that lands like an accusation. Your heart rate climbs. Your breathing shallows. Your thinking narrows to the immediate threat. And the measured, careful communication you intended becomes physiologically very difficult to produce. This is not weakness. This is biology doing exactly what it evolved to do, in a context where it causes far more harm than good. The real cost of losing emotional control in an argument. The damage from a hijacked conversation is rarely contained to the moment itself. I have watched people lose the trust of a colleague in a single heated exchange that took months of goodwill to build. I have seen a relationship shift permanently because someone said something under amygdala control that they could never quite walk back. When your emotional control collapses in an argument, three things tend to happen at once. You say something you do not mean, or something you do mean but would never have chosen to say at that moment. The other person's defenses rise to match yours, and the actual issue, the thing the conversation was supposed to address, gets completely buried under the wreckage of how it was handled. The cost is not just relational. Chronic conflict avoidance born from fear of the hijack has its own price. As I note in chapter 1 of Say It Right Every Time, we're literally making ourselves sick by not saying what needs to be said. The cascading consequences of one fumbled conversation compound quietly over time, eroding trust, clarity, and the courage to address anything difficult. If you work with a team and see these patterns play out in group settings, signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time shows you exactly what the collective damage looks like. What the hijack looks like when it is happening. The problem with the amygdala hijack is that it does not announce itself clearly. You do not feel the prefrontal cortex stepping back. You just find yourself already in the middle of a response you did not consciously choose. Here are the signs to learn to recognize in yourself. Your voice rises in volume or sharpens in tone before you have decided to raise it. The words you prepared earlier in the day simply do not surface when you need them. You feel a physical tightening chest, jaw, throat, shoulders, a kind of locking down. Your thinking narrows to a single point, usually the most threatening thing just said. You feel an almost magnetic pull toward saying something you will regret, or toward withdrawing entirely. The hijack is really a dramatic explosion. More often, it is a quiet collapse of composure, a slight edge in the voice, a sentence that comes out harder than intended, a silence that reads as contempt. By the time you notice it, you're usually already past the point where you wished you had paused for teams. This plays out in meetings and feedback sessions in ways that are just as destructive. How the amygdala hijack sabotages feedback conversations and what to do about it walks through how the same biological reaction wrecks what should be productive exchanges. Three things people get wrong about emotional control under pressure. There's a lot of well-meaning, but genuinely unhelpful advice around emotional control in conflict. I want to correct the three most damaging misconceptions directly. The mistake. Emotional control means not feeling anything. Why it persists. We confuse composure with coldness, and we tell people to stay calm as if emotions were simply optional. The truth. You are going to feel things. Fear, anger, hurt, frustration. Emotional control is not the absence of those feelings. It is the ability to feel them without being immediately governed by them. As I wrote in Say It Right Every Time, emotions are not the enemy of a good conversation. They are a vital part of it. The mistake. Willpower alone can stop the hijack once it starts. Why it persists. We believe that knowing better should translate directly into doing better. It does not. The truth. The hijack is a physiological event, not a moral failing. Telling yourself to calm down the hijack is roughly as effective as telling your hand not to bleed after a cut. The solution is preparation before the conversation, not willpower during it. This is precisely the gap I name in chapter 1. It is the gap between knowing what to say and being able to say it under pressure. It is a universal human experience. It is not a personal feeling. It is a biological reality. The mistake. If you lose emotional control, the conversation is ruined. Why it persists? Because it often feels that way in the moment, and sometimes the damage is real. The truth. Recovery is possible, both within a conversation and after it. Naming what happened, pausing deliberately, and resetting with a clear statement of intention can pull a conversation back from the edge. The hijack does not have to write the ending. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Two conversations. Same trigger. Different outcomes. Let me give you two short scenes. Same situation. Different preparation. Marcus is a project lead. He receives pointed criticism in a meeting from a senior stakeholder, delivered in a way that feels publicly dismissive. He has not prepared for this moment. His chest tightens. His jaw locks. He fires back with a defense that sounds, even to his own ears, like an attack. The stakeholder escalates. The meeting ends badly. Marcus spends 3 days replaying what he should have said. Now place Niam in the same seat. She has thought through this stakeholder's likely objections beforehand. She knows her own triggers and has a 3-second pause built into her practice. When the criticism lands, she feels the same tightening. But she pauses. She breathes once, deliberately. Then she says, I hear the concern. Let me address it directly. She is not calm because she felt nothing. She is functional because she had a system ready before her amygdala could run the show. This is not a talent difference. It is a preparation difference. What is the amygdala hijack? And how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments explores how this plays out across entire teams, not just individuals. The tools that actually interrupt the hijack. In Chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the core framework, a 4-pillar system built on clarity, openness, respect, and empathy. It is designed specifically to give you repeatable structure where instinct fails you under pressure. One of its most direct tools for the amygdala hijack is the 3-second pause. The 3-second pause is exactly what it sounds like when you feel the hijack beginning. When your chest tightens and the reactive response is forming, you pause for 3 deliberate seconds before speaking. It sounds almost insultingly simple. But that 3-second gap is enough for the prefrontal cortex to begin re-engaging. It is the crack in the door through which rational thought can return. Alongside the pores, the core framework uses the empathy bridge, acknowledging the other person's position or emotion before delivering your own message. This is not a social nicety. It is a neuroscience tool. When someone feels heard, their own threat response lowers. You are not just managing your hijack, you are reducing the conditions that could trigger theirs. The script for this is clean and direct. When emotions spike in a conversation, this is clearly a sensitive topic. I can see you're frustrated. Let's take a breath. My intention is not to upset you. That sentence does not concede anything. It simply lowers the temperature enough to make real communication possible again. How to use the core framework to stay calm. When feedback triggers a defensive reaction, it gives you the full system in practice. When the hijack has already happened. Recovering mid-argument. Sometimes you catch it too late. The words are already out. The temperature in the room has already climbed past what feels manageable. This is where most people make their second mistake. They either push harder to justify what they just said, or they go completely silent and disengage. There is a third option. Name what is happening and reset. Not with an apology that sounds like defeat, but with a direct acknowledgement. I think we're both too emotional to have a productive conversation right now. Can we agree to talk about this tomorrow at 10 a.m? That script, straight from the core system and say it right every time, does something important. It takes the heat out without abandoning the issue. It signals respect for the other person and for the conversation itself. How to de-escalate team conflict without destroying synergy covers this recovery process in team settings, where the stakes of public emotional collapse are even higher. Building the habit before the next argument arrives. The rehearsal trap is real. I describe it in Chapter 1 as the endless cycle of practicing a difficult conversation perfectly in your head, only to find yourself tongue-tied and fumbling when the real moment arrives. Mental rehearsal alone does not prepare you for the amygdala hijack, because it does not replicate the physiological experience of being under pressure. What builds genuine emotional control is a different kind of preparation. First, know your triggers. Identify the specific words, tones, or situations that reliably activate your hijack. Write them down. Second, have a script ready for the moment the hijack begins. Not a full speech, just a reset line. Let me take a moment before I respond to that is enough. Third, practice the pause in low-stakes conversations so it becomes a reflex rather than an effort under fire. This approach is not about becoming unfeeling. It is about building a system sturdy enough to hold you steady when the emotional storm arrives. A framework, as I put it in Chapter 2, is your compass. It is a simple, memorable, and repeatable system that you can rely on when your instincts fail. Instinct under threat will almost always betray you. Preparation will not. For teams navigating the aftermath of conflicts, where hijacks have already done damage, how to rebuild team synergy after conflict or organizational change offers a structured path forward. And if you're working through conflicts that have fractured relationships at a team level, how to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy gives you the method for that harder work. What you can do before your next difficult conversation. Knowing about the amygdala hijack changes nothing on its own. Applying that knowledge changes everything. Before your next argument or difficult conversation, do three things. Identify the one comment most likely to trigger your hijack and write down your reset response. Practice the 3-second pause in a conversation today, even a small one. Decide in advance what your core message is, in one sentence, so that when the hijack tries to scatter your thoughts, you've something to return to. This much I know for certain. After 60 years of getting this wrong more times than I care to count, amygdala hijack emotional control is not about being unaffected by conflict. It is about being prepared enough that the storm does not sweep you completely off your feet. The ground holds because you built it before the weather turned. Frequently asked questions. What is amygdala hijack emotional control? Amygdala hijack emotional control refers to the breakdown of calm, deliberate communication that occurs when the brain's survival system overrides rational thought during conflict, flooding the body with stress hormones. Your words disappear, reactive responses take over, and regret usually follows. It is biological, not a personal failure. How does the amygdala hijack destroy your emotional control in arguments? During the amygdala hijack, the prefrontal cortex loses ground to the amygdala, the brain's threat detector. You stop thinking clearly and start reacting instinctively. Your voice rises, your reasoning collapses, and you say things you will regret. The hijack can happen in seconds and lasts far longer than most people expect. What are the signs that an amygdala hijack is happening to you? You notice your heart racing, your chest tightening, and your thoughts narrowing to a single point of anger or fear. Words you planned early disappear entirely. Your voice changes pitch or volume without a conscious decision. You feel the pull to attack, withdraw, or freeze, all at once. Can you stop the amygdala hijack before it takes over? You cannot always prevent it from starting, but you can interrupt it before it does its worst damage. A deliberate pause of even 3 seconds before responding gives your prefrontal cortex time to re-engage. Physical grounding, controlled breathing, and prepared scripts all help you recover faster and speak more clearly. How long does the amygdala hijack last? The initial surge lasts roughly 90 seconds if you do not feed it with further reactive thinking. Most people extend it for minutes or hours by replaying the trigger in their mind. Your recovery time depends on how quickly you interrupt the cycle and return to deliberate, rational thought and conversation. Why do I always regret what I say in arguments? Regret after arguments is almost always the result of the amygdala hijack speaking before your rational mind could intervene. You were not choosing to say damaging things. Your survival brain was protecting you from a perceived threat. Understanding this pattern is the first step toward building real emotional control in conflict. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.